You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
So I heard somebody who used to be in Guns N' Roses on the radio this week talk about wanting to do a reunion. And it made me think, there have been thousands of tribute albums, but I'd like to go the other way and compile the first refute album. I'd call this one Time Right for Obstruction, a collection of songs that ignores Guns N' Roses and honors all that music would still be had they never come along. You know, come to think of it, that might be what this whole show is, every week. You know, in response to a couple of listener emails, this one is going to feature more music by the underappreciated 70s power trio Bang. Also, the Soft Boys, Badfinger, Money Mark, and I want to play this seldom heard Boston band from the 60s called the Rockin' Ramrods that was much better at making music than they were at naming their band. But let's start with Shellac, who played in Boston a few weeks ago. They barely ever make a record, and this one's kind of almost a novelty record. It's an AC/DC tune. Here's Shellac covering Jailbreak.
It was a friend of mine on murder. Judge's gavel fell.
Jailbreak. racing.
He made it out all right. Yeah. With a bullet in his back.
S. Money Mark with Maybe I'm Dead from a live album released in a limited edition in Japan. The recording taken from a BBC broadcast from 1998. I read in an interview that he doesn't really like the performance on that record, but I do. Before that, Shellac from a double 7-inch of AC/DC covers with a few other bands. I want to play a couple of tunes by Bang, this 70s band that started out in Philadelphia but moved to Florida. The story goes that they had played around Philly a bunch and decided on a whim to drive down to Daytona. They knocked on the trailer door of a concert promoter, asked if they could be added to the bill for this outdoor show with Deep Purple and Rod Stewart, and the guy was impressed enough with their confidence that he invited them to set up right there in the parking lot and audition for him. And he was impressed enough that he let them play. So eventually this recording contract came along. And then really nothing. They made a few records. I like the records, despite almost a fatal lack of strong personality. They're great players and decent songwriters, But what they seem to be best at is sort of imitating what else is going on. And so check out these two songs. The first one is called Lions Christians, and the second one is called Must Be Love. And I chose them because they're so completely different from each other and so imitative of something else that's going on when these records came out, which was early to mid-70s. Lions Christians is couldn't be more like Black Sabbath, and the second one, Must Be Love, would have made a perfectly serviceable Big Star single. So give these a listen. Bang with Lions Christians and then Must Be Love.
What makes the day bright? What makes you glad? What makes you want to scream out loud? What makes you reach up for a cloud? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. What gives you good time? What makes you live from day to day? What keeps you hanging on when you can't have your way? What makes you feel so free? What brings you close, close to me? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. What wakes you every morning? Oh, it's your sleep at night. Gives you smiles in the daytime. Makes you feel so right. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love.
Two by the band Bang, who I only just discovered this year, but recorded in the early 70s. They recorded four LPs, one of them, Death of a Country, was written. They put it together intending it to be their debut record, but Capitol Records didn't like it, so they had to rewrite and re-record their debut album in a matter of weeks. So they were good under pressure, though underappreciated, which reminds me of our sponsor. More Lost Time is brought to you by the New Generation Baking Company, makers of modern age brownies. Brownies not available in stores, because for now, they're not available anywhere. The New Generation Baking Company is co-owned by Lucille and Jacob Schwab here in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. And they're still in the product testing stages. Lucille sometimes gets impatient with people who ask about their progress toward that goal of getting the modern age brownies into stores. And this can sometimes come out in her work. I saw a package design this week that Lucille put together. I'm not quite sure that it's going to go all the way to print. The front says, in kind of a cheerful yellow, "Ask anybody about modern age brownies, and if they don't say great things, contact us and we will." The back has some small print. "This product was manufactured in a facility that processes nuts, and if you think that could kill you and it doesn't, something else certainly will that won't taste nearly as good." And then one more thing I noticed here in blue. Consumers who have complained about how fast modern age brownies become stale should understand that we don't see the sense in making them so that it happens any faster than it already does. Yeah, see, that just seems sarcastic. So I can't think of another product that could take its growing pains out on its customers and only enhance its appeal. There's something about those brownies. They're delicious, nutritious, and even surreptitious. They're modern age brownies. Wait and see. I've noticed that Badfinger's albums are coming back into print on CD this month after being away for a while. These new ones are going to have a new remastering job and bonus tracks. And so just before that happens, we should play one from the original vinyl. I actually don't have the old vinyl, Badfinger LPs. What I do have is a bootleg Japanese pressing of the LPs on compact disc from before there was any Badfinger available on CD. It's one of those pseudonymous bootlegs. It's by it's set up to look like a disc by a band called The Magic. It's called The Magic Sing Totally Bad. And so we'll play that by playing track 9 on disc 1 of The Magic Sing Totally Bad. We can hear Badfinger from Magic Christian Music doing Dear Angie.
Dear Angie, just these lines to confirm something you may know. Dear Angie, please excuse the writing, it's my nerves, you know. When you caught your train today, took my heart and soul away. I can't wait till Friday night, see you touch, you hold you tight. Dear Angie, how's your folks and relatives? I hope they're well. Dear Angie, I'm spending my vacation at that same hotel.
Yeah.
Boston Rock from the Rockin' Ramrods. Their name was lousy, but the band was good. Actually, the band was good. Their records were kind of a mixed bag. They never made an album, made a lot of singles, but as was the style at the time, a lot of them were covers. They did like I Want to Be Your Man, Indian Giver, Got My Mojo Working. But they had good raw takes on pop standards. They made 9 singles from 1963 to 1966. And I've wondered if at some point there's been a collection of those on some obscure, you know, reissue label out of Japan or Spain or something like that. From what little I've been able to find about the Rockin' Ramrods, they were reasonably big. You know, if you know 60s Boston rock, you know about the Remains. And I guess the Rockin' Ramrods weren't Remains big, but the next level down. So let's fit one more tune in. This one by the Soft Boys. There was this strange little cassette by the Soft Boys from 1983, but it was a recording of a show from 78. Some of it straight ahead acoustic, but also some doo-wop, some folk, even a couple of tunes arranged for like barbershop quartet. So what I want to play from that is this really great little acoustic version of Have a Heart, Betty, I'm Not Fireproof.
Well, you were the one that made me feel so natural. Right between your teeth, just like a piece of toast.
Toast!
And you treated me as more than just an animal. 'Cause you knew that I could only be your ghost. And you were the one that understood the tennis ball. And you were the one that came to me in flames. 'Cause you wanted to be possessed by something magical. And a fireman doesn't hurt you, honey, but he maims. I said, have a heart. Have a heart. Have a heart. Betty, I'm not fireproof. Yeah, well, the friction is delicious, but it's challenging. And the chapel is expanding in the park. You're the kind of girl that really does need bandaging. A police car with its tongue out in the dark. And the foliage is howling without symmetry. And I ain't got no asbestos anymore. 'Cause you move me up and down into infinity. Thank you.
Recorded in Cambridge, England in 1978 from Live at the Portland Arms. That's the Soft Boys with an acoustic version of Have a Heart, Betty, I'm Not Fireproof. The saxophone was played by Mungo Carstairs, the band's lighting engineer. And the drummer was Morris Windsor and was not fired. As always, thanks for listening. This week's program was researched by Mo Lassus, and we're happy to have back Tony Nominee behind the board as our engineer. Email to suggest an artist that you'd like to hear at morelosttime@gmail.com. Our collaborative series with the Completely Conspicuous podcast on stand-up comedy is still going, and you can hear and subscribe to either of those shows, that one or ours, using iTunes, Feedcatcher, or any favorite RSS client. On the internet, the most useful tips to new music and the best writing are on the Clicky Clicky Music blog. Google the phrase Clicky Clicky to get there. This podcast is still part of Project Acquisition, the ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250-member radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program and the sound of More Lost Time.